This is an executive summary of Wright vs. Real Estate Mutual Fund, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Investors who want real estate exposure through the public markets quickly run into two related but distinct choices: buy an individual REIT, or buy a real estate mutual fund. They sound similar, both ultimately put your money into income-producing real estate, but they work differently. A single REIT is one company's real estate. You own shares of one real estate investment trust, with its specific properties, sectors, and strategy. A real estate mutual fund is a professionally managed fund that holds many REITs and other real estate securities, giving you instant diversification and management in a single vehicle. That difference drives everything else. The fund charges an expense ratio, and possibly loads, for its diversification and management, while a single REIT charges no fund fee but leaves you to build diversification yourself. Taxes differ in form too. The fund passes through dividends and capital gains on a 1099, while a single REIT reports its own distributions, though both ultimately expose you to REIT dividend taxation. This guide compares the two across diversification and management, fees, and tax, then helps you choose. This is educational information, not investment advice, and we name no specific funds. The fundamental difference is scope. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.